Hi, this is Jim Winters from Three Trails West, and you're listening to WBFY LP 100.9, Belfast, Maine.
It's 6 o'clock on Monday. That means it's time for the Belfast Lions High School Sports Show. Here's your host, Coach Brian Goff.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Belfast Lions Sports Show. This is the head football coach for your Belfast Lions. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I've got a great show for you tonight. Back when we launched this show back in, I believe it was the second or third week of September, we told our listeners we were going to do a more broad stroke show this year. Last year, I just had my own personal show, which was all about Belfast Lions football. And Vic and the folks down at WBFY wanted to do a broader stroke show this year. And they wanted to include all sports that are going on here in the great city of Belfast. And as time has gone on and the more digging and research that I've done, there is a ton going on here in the city of Belfast in terms of a wide variety of sports. Tonight I have two ambassadors for the sport of pickleball. David and Nina Halbert joined the show. They've been with pickleball for quite some time now, know all the ins and outs, have all the answers to the questions I'm going to be asking, and I couldn't think of two better people to come on and talk about the show after I got doing some research. So we're going to have a great show tonight. We're talking pickleball. Pickleball is a thing here in Belfast. We've got ambassadors David and Nina Halbert joining the show. David and Nina, how are you?
We're doing good.
Okay, we're doing fine.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you for having us.
No doubt. I'm always looking for new shows. You know, I featured a lot of our sports that we have at Belfast. And I started to think outside the box a little bit and started to kind of do some research and talking to various people about other sports going on here in Belfast. And I'm coaching JV basketball this year as well at Belfast Area High School. And our bus driver and scorebook keeper is a man by the name of John Cox. I'm sure you probably know him very well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we do.
John was my JV basketball coach, ironically, over 30 years ago when I was a student at Belfast Area High School. And he played basketball for the longest time, even post those years that he was my coach back in the late 80s. And I hadn't seen him in a really long time. He was the bus driver, as I said. He drives us to all of our games. And I asked John about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I said, "Coach, are you still playing basketball?" He says, "No, I gave it up." He says, "But my new sport is pickleball." And I said, "Pickleball? I've heard of it, but I don't really know a lot about it." And he started to tell me about it. And I said, "Gosh, you know, that kind of planted the seed with me to do a show." And the more people I talked about the sport with in Belfast, I started to learn that it was a very popular sport played here in Belfast. And I asked John again, who would be two great people to bring on here to talk about the sport. He referenced you. Next thing you know, I look up your email address online, and here we are. So let's get right to it. I got a number of questions I want to ask you. I want to inform our listeners who don't know a lot about the sport of pickleball, and hopefully by the end of the show, it sparks some interest in some more people to continue to have your sport grow here in the great city of Belfast. My first question to you is, where did the name came from? I did some digging online. I saw a couple of different theories and stories about where the name pickleball came from. One story I saw was it was named after somebody's dog. Another theory or story I heard was it was pulled from the reference from the sport of crew with the rowing boats they use. What can you tell us about the name of pickleball and where it came from?
The name I'd always heard from the folklore that we got out of the people who probably invented this sport on Whidbey Island in Washington State when a bunch of summer camp people were trying to find a way to entertain the kids, keep them active, pulled out a baseball wiffle ball and a couple of and made some wooden paddles out of a sheet of plywood, and found a nice hard spot of pavement or hard ground, and put up a net, and tried to do something, I suppose, like tennis. And what they found out was that the particular activity of these hard paddles on this wiffle ball made for an awful lot of action. And there is the story that there was a dog there named Pickles, and Pickles would run after the ball, and they decided to call it pickleball. But yeah, the other theory is that the pickle crew was the crew made up of everybody who was left over when everyone chose up teams to be on the crew boats. But it's just folklore at this point. That was 35, 40 years ago, and I imagine the people who there are videos of people who talk about it then, and they're not very committal on what it is that actually gave it the name. It has nothing to do with pickles and or vegetables or any kind. I don't know what else you could call it.
Now, you just said something that struck a chord with me, that this all took place about 35 or 40 years ago. In the grand scheme of things, that's really not a long period of time. Is pickleball a fairly new sport, only being around that time period?
1960.
Well, it was only popular locally. I think one of the people on the island was a senator from Washington, and so it got to be known a little bit back in the Washington D.C. area. So it got spread across. And I'm not quite sure how it got started nationwide. Our northeast person in charge, Rocky Clark, is someone who he recalls that 20 years ago, when he was a kid, they were playing on the streets in Portland. They would put out a net and they would mark out with chalk where the thing was, and the whole neighborhood would join in these games. And he's now very important in a lot of the national United USAPPA Association things. And it's spread. My wife and I only heard about it 4 or 5 years ago. My wife was playing badminton at the Y, and there were some people there who were playing this game, and they said, "Why don't you play?" And Martha Clark is Rocky Clark's mother, and she was playing, and Bob Vermilia, Bill Carr, some others were having a lot of fun. So she tried it out, and you know, instantly she became addicted to it and started trying to get me into it. Since then, you know, we've just been gone really crazy, head over heels over the game. We play. We've been looking for a sport where it was fun to exercise and, jogging and weightlifting and things like that to try to get our aging bodies, trying to keep it in shape, was not near as much fun as going out there and whacking this pickleball back and forth over the court. Of course, we were meeting lots of people. It's a very social sport. And we found that if we were to travel during the wintertime or other times, just bring your paddle along and you look up where they're playing pickleball in any town or city and show up and say, "Hey, can we play?" And you stick your paddle in, and pretty soon you're playing with some mighty nice people. And it's a great way to meet people.
I bet that you've created some friendships that way that still last today. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, we have people in Arizona and Florida. We played with some people in Hawaii, and we've got some great stories to tell about each one of those places.
No doubt. Now, when did pickleball, become a thing here in Belfast? How long has it been around here in this city?
Let's say 4 or 5 years ago, we found out about it. It was being played at the Y, about an hour a week on Thursday mornings, soon summertime came and it was warm to play indoors. So they went down to City Park, found out there was one of the basketball courts was really not being used very much. The other court had been improved and everyone was playing there. So they asked if they couldn't line out some courts, and they did. And pretty soon, just by people walking by the park and being invited in, it didn't take long before the courts started being used a lot. But they were pretty primitive, and it was easy to slip off the edge of the asphalt that was there. So we started to have meetings and started to fundraise. We were playing in the wintertime at Point Lookout in their gymnasium and continued to fundraise there. And pretty soon we amassed enough money we could go to sit the city hall and talk to them about our plans. Initially, they didn't want to mess with the courts, but the next year we brought in a whole bunch of people into a city council meeting and really showed them what the interest was there. So we got a matching grant from the city, and we were able to expand the pickleball courts from the three that we had lined out to four and put up some permanent nets, professionally cover the asphalt there. And it's really beautiful. Later the next year, the city won an award for putting in a city project like we had had. So
you know, I had driven down. I used to play a lot of basketball on those courts growing up here in Belfast. When I only lived here for 4 years, and that was my 4 years of high school, and then I graduated. You know, moved on, always came back to visit, but was gone for a long time. Came back to the state on a full-time basis 4 years ago. Wanted to come back and coach at my alma mater. So very thankful they gave me that opportunity. I'm still doing it today. But, you know, I drive around town. I drive down to the park the last couple of years, and, you know, I drive by the basketball courts there, and I said to myself, oh, wow, they put in new tennis courts. That's great. Mm. Well, it turns out they weren't tennis courts. They were pickleball courts.
Yeah, they're about half the size of tennis courts. And nope. So we were able to squeeze quite a few on them. You know, I wanted to mention, too, one curious thing's happened. We decided to have both of our kids try the pickleball down there. And we got them down there. They were pretty good at it. They said, you know what, We were at Belfast Area High School. They're both graduates from there. They said, we played pickleball in gym. The coach there would bring out the paddles and the balls, and that's what they played. So it turns out they weren't strangers to pickleball after all.
Now, it sounds like Nina actually got into pickleball before you did, David. Is that what you said earlier?
Yeah.
Yes, not that much earlier, but you know, maybe a couple of months.
Now, was it a tough sell to get David involved, or did
not at all? I was in the process of retiring, and he was still working full time. So once he retired, then the two of us could go on a regular basis playing pickleball.
Gotcha, and then it kind of just grew from there.
Right.
So who would you say is, like, you know, the founding fathers or the people responsible for, like, really getting this thing rolling here in the city of Belfast?
No, hands down, Martha Clark and Bob Vermilius and Bill Carr and Brenda, too. We had a lot to do with it. And there was Susan Lachlan, who did a heck of a lot to get the ball rolling. Yeah.
And Lindsay Lewis has put together that website that you saw. She really did a professional job, and even though she's moved away from the area, she still manages it from where she lives now in New Zealand.
Kidding. So when this got rolling by those people that you just mentioned, were you pretty much there shortly thereafter and helping getting this thing rolling?
Yeah, we ran a lot of the interference. Nina was really the one who coordinated the whole fundraising effort and the meetings before City Hall, and you know, she ran the meetings that we'd have as a club, and she really did the yeoman's work there.
Well, I think it was an effort from everybody to get this done. It was an ensemble, and I think with everybody's input, we did a great job of having this done. Norman Poirier was exceptional because he immediately felt that this was a good idea to get pickleball courts down, because one of the basketball courts, they weren't being used as much. So he was very instrumental in making this happen.
Very interesting. Learning a lot here with David and Nina. Now, when you guys presented all this to the city of Belfast, was there Was there any pushback from the city's point of view? Just because it was just a new thing and nobody kind of really knew about it, or were they accepting it with open arms to add the sport here to Belfast?
Well, there was some talk that maybe this was just the newest fad that would come along, and yeah, it seemed popular now, but who knew how long it would be there? And there was also concern that, well, if we get rid of that basketball court that we just recently reinstalled new hoops on, that's, people are going to not have another place to play basketball. And so we had to tell them. I said, tell them that, pickleball really seems to be a growing sport. It was the fastest growing sport in the country at the time. And people were regularly having to renovate tennis courts and find spaces for people to play. And an awful lot of it was is a lot of the seniors were taking up the sport, a lot of older folks. And those are just the people that we were thinking needed to get out there and get some exercise. So I think having pickleball courts next to the basketball courts, it allows, all kinds of places for every athletes of every age to remain active.
Absolutely. Now, did you guys learn about the sport of pickleball right here in Belfast, or were you playing the sport in other areas of the country, such as if you were on vacation? Or I saw it's pretty popular down in Florida. It's very popular out west. You mentioned some of the states already that I saw: California, Arizona, Hawaii. Very big out there. I saw they actually do the championships in I think it was Palm Springs, California, and also down in Naples, Florida. So were you folks playing the sport before it became a thing here in Belfast 6 years ago, or is that when it kind of kicked off for you?
Well, we didn't learn about pickleball until we went to the Y. I was playing badminton, and that's when I found out about pickleball. And, we just took it from there. And I think when we learned about it, it was almost as if it was a time where there was an explosion. Because one person said, oh, this is great. Oh, this is a wonderful game. Let's play it. Before you knew it, it was a critical mass, and you saw all of these people starting to play at once. And we were all great buddies. And
we went to visit Arizona, where some friends of ours were at a retirement community. And they were in the throes of all kinds of excitement. The pickleballers were trying to take over tennis courts or have a tennis court built next door, and the pickleball players were the noisy crowd. They were the pop, pop, pop of that ball, and the yelling and the laughing. They really created some antagonism with some of the tennis players, and ultimately a consultant that they hired to try to figure out how they were going to have tennis courts next to pickleball courts decided that it couldn't be done, and they were just going to have to build new pickleball courts. So that particular place is expanding to pickleball courts in numerous places around that community. And every community that you read about that is catering to the 55 plus older crowd are all bragging about how many pickleball courts they have. And like you said, it's in all those retirement states. And so that we met those people, and many of them come back and stay in Belfast. So we really have gotten kind of a national outlook. A friend of ours that has gone to tournaments out of the country in Japan and Portugal. Yeah. And so it's really exploding. It's easy to Google the pickleball national championships, and you see some amazing playing. I think we've all seen those pictures of ping pong players in China, the amazing athletic maneuvers they're doing, and people are doing that with the pickleball is very similar. You can spin that ball and whack it as hard as you can, or you can dink it, and it's really a game of strategy at that level.
Now, John, again, Coach Cox told me that he was out there down in the city park about 2 or 3 weeks ago playing in 20 degree weather. Well, my question is he just a diehard of the sport, or is pickleball considered a year-round sport?
Well, we hadn't considered it a year-round sport, except that we would play down at Point Lookout during the winter in the gym there. But with COVID, many of us very reluctant to go inside gymnasiums and play. We started playing later in the fall than we normally would, and pretty soon we realized that it wasn't so bad. And, you know, I grew up in Alaska, and we would go skiing and do all kinds of winter sports. And as long as the courts could be cleared and dried, and you could put on, our face mask became our face warmer, and we found out that we could go all winter. We did it a couple of times, have to use a snowblower and a dozen or so shovels to clear it off. But once the air was dry, you might have a week or two of good pickleball between snowstorms. And I don't know. I think this is probably going to continue long after this year.
No doubt. Obviously cars can't drive in there, so you got to do the hike in and out. I'd say at the end of this pickleball match and the walk in and out of the park, you've had one heck of a workout. Would you say that that's about right?
Oh, yeah.
Shoveling snow as well. So it's been wonderful.
Yeah, we'll go down there with a couple of layers and a down jacket. But after about 15, 20 minutes, you're peeling stuff off and having some great play. Even with a little breeze, you'll stay plenty warm.
It's warm and it's beautiful out there. It's got fresh air and it's just wonderful being out there playing in the winter. Well,
I walked out of basketball practice at 5:25 today, and the first thing I said was, "Wow, it's still light outside." But I looked at the weather on my phone, and it was mid 40. Yeah. It felt great. Yesterday was a beautiful day.
Well, John Cox's favorite time to play is in the summertime at night, because we'll turn on the lights, and it's just so cool and really surreal under the lights. You know what it's like to play football under the lights. It's similar with pickleball.
No doubt. Good point on that, David. You mentioned COVID earlier. It was one of my next questions. COVID's affected a lot of sports and affected really everything that we do in life over the last year. I had my football season canceled this past fall. They didn't let us play real football. It was flag football. That got cut short early. They're not allowing wrestling this year. That just got called off. Things are looking positive, but we're not out of the woods yet. How much did COVID affect your sport, if any at all, or was it that outlet once the warm weather came and folks were outside and spread out and you were able to play your sport safely? How did that work?
Well, it took a lot of time to think about it and start to feel comfortable. The USAPA put out an advisory to all pickleball players. We didn't play at all last spring, but towards the fall, after the summer ended, things had quieted down. We started to go back and we're playing pickleball. We were washing the ball with soap and water. We were bringing our own ball. We wouldn't use somebody else's ball. We stopped touching paddles at the end of the game. And we were wearing masks. And we really insisted that people wear masks or nobody was going to play. So that seemed to work out reasonably well. Pickleball is a sport where you really never get within 14 feet of the people across from you. And you're a good two arms lengths away from your partner. My wife and I insisted that we only wanted to play with each other as partners. So we were able to social distance. We were able to play outside. You generally is a nice breeze at the park. And as I say, that just continued on into the fall. We just didn't know when to stop. And so we played all winter long.
That is awesome, David. You mentioned Point Lookout, courts being down there. Obviously, you've got the nice setup down at the Belfast City Park. Are there any other areas in Belfast or Waldo County in general that folks get together and play the sport of pickleball?
We had a lot of people from Belfast who, as they developed their skills, started playing more regularly down at MRC. And we used to travel up to Bangor or Hamden to try to have a more competitive play at times. There are places such as you know, Lincolnville that have, you know, tried to create their own courts down there. So it seems to be spreading up and down the coast, and Augusta, Skowhegan, you know, Portland has a huge number of people who play at the tennis courts, and so it's spreading rapidly, and the competition is getting more and more fierce all the time.
And we're talking, we'll be working on three courts in Liberty, and get some more people out there playing as well.
Wow, that'd be a great location. I'm sure you'd probably get people in from, you know, area and that area coming towards Liberty.
Yeah.
Now, is this sport purely recreational? I know I read that they're doing championship matches out in California and down in Florida. Are there competitive championship matches going on up here in the state of Maine, or is it strictly a recreational thing?
No, it's highly competitive. It's national. They have national games. With the pandemic, a lot of it has been canceled. However, competition, we have competition in the state of Maine all the time. And you can have recreational competition. We have scrambles,
tournaments,
and those are a lot of fun.
Yeah, they've had some you know, professional clinics to try to help people with their games. They've had tournaments down in Portland that were rated USAPA tournaments, and we've got people even from Belfast who've gone on and become national champions. Ken Blaze is a player who, with his partner, won a championship out in California. So it's a pretty high level of play we have here. We just recently were visited by a 5.0 player, which is pretty much the highest rank that you can get. And she's now living in Ellsworth, but was down playing with us. And other parts of the year, she'll be going around the country doing clinics, you know, talking about gear. And so it's like any major sport across the country, a lot like tennis, I would say, at this point.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they had pickleball in the Olympics, the Summer Olympics, at some point. It's become extremely popular, and that's what I'm betting on.
And after this year, maybe it'll even be in the Winter Olympics.
I know Coach Cox going to vote for that one. That's for darn sure.
Yeah.
We're coming up at 1:30. This is the Belfast Lions Sports Show. The head football coach for your Belfast Lions, Coach Brian Goff, here with the ambassadors of the sport of pickleball, David and Nina Halbert. We're going to take a quick station break, and we'll be right back.
And you are tuned to Belfast Community Radio, the voice of Waldo County, grassroots radio. We broadcast for you. WBFY.
To help slow the spread of COVID-19, the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend that people wear cloth face coverings in public settings, especially when other physical distancing measures are difficult to maintain.
Physical distance means 6 feet apart, about 2 arm lengths from other people who are not from your household. You are required to wear face mask coverings in public places where physical distance is difficult to maintain, as recommended by CDC.
The current state guidelines in place are designed to keep you and our frontline employees safe and us in business. Please be kind as we do our best to adapt and serve you.
Together with your help, we can keep Belfast a safe location to visit, shop, eat, and spend time with your family.
You just heard the word from Belfast Mayor Eric Sanders, Belfast Public Health Nurse Susan Dupler, also Corey Chase, the owner of Darby's, and Ryan Otis of Rowley's. We at WBFY would also like to encourage you to do the considerate thing and wear a mask.
Hello, music lovers. This is Dr. Rock. Join me Saturday nights from 9 till midnight in the College of Musical Knowledge to hear the greatest records ever made. It's 7 decades of rock and pop gems only on WBFY 100.9 FM Belfast. So be there or be square.
Support for Belfast Community Radio comes from our listeners and from Shangri-La Stoneworks in Belfast, providing fine, dry stone construction services. Specializing in stone walls, patios, and outdoor living spaces, professionals certified by the Dry Stonewalling Association of Great Britain. More at shangrilastoneworks.com.
Everybody, welcome back to the Belfast Lions Sports Show. Coach Brian Goff here with David and Nina Halibert, having a great conversation about the sport of pickleball. I've sure learned a lot so far in the first half hour. Second part of our show, you've referenced it a couple of times, David, in our first half hour of the conversation. As I got looking at the game of pickleball and studying it, the waitress offered a smile to your joke and politeness. Just from an outsider looking in, who doesn't really care about the sport, and to me, it looks like the sport of pickleball is a cross between tennis, ping pong, and badminton.
It is like a combination. It is played on a smaller court, so it's not near as much sprinting.
Cool. Now, I literally Google searched pickleball and clicked on image, see what it looked like. You referenced it earlier. They actually started playing pickleball with a wiffle ball. And wiffle balls have holes in it. The pickleball itself looks like there's even more holes in a pickleball than there is a wiffle ball. My question to you is, does a pickleball have the same type of movement that a wiffle ball would have? Because I played a lot of wiffle ball back in the day, and you can manipulate that ball to do a lot of things. You can make it sink, you can make it rise, you can make it curve. Does a pickleball have any type of movement, or is it just straightforward?
It's very much like a ping pong ball, I would say. And so you can make a slice on a pickleball, and you can put top spin, back spin, right, left spin, and if it floats up in the air, it's very susceptible to wind currents, and you can actually put enough of a spin on it that may land on one side of the court, bounce up and back over the net without having been struck by the ball. So anyone who's had fun with ping pong table and doing those kind of things can certainly do it with a pickleball. The pickleballs are different than the wiffle balls at this point. They're much more reinforced. They're high tech. You've got pickleballs for various different conditions. Outdoor pickleballs have smaller holes so that they aren't as much affected by the wind, and the indoor courts have larger holes. They've got pickleballs now to try to deal with the noise that it makes in some places so that they're quieter pickleballs. Most pickleball players love the pop when the paddle hits the ball, but it can be annoying to neighbors. We haven't had any complaints yet from those next to the park, fortunately.
Good to hear. Now, I did, according to my notes and my research, I found an article that said pickleball is the fastest growing sport in the United States. my question to both of you is, since you've been there since essentially day one, with pickleball being a thing here in Belfast for about 6 years, I think you said, how much growth have you seen since it started here 6 years ago to where we are today?
Well, as I said, it was barely anything on the radar 5 or 6 years ago. Nobody had explained to everybody what it was. Now people say that at least they've heard of it, and most people have seen something like that. You know, we had. You know, we were just making chalk lines on an old asphalt basketball court when we first started. Now we've got a professional court with 4 courts. We were supposed to only have 3 courts when we started, but it was becoming so popular and the line was so long, people trying to get on the courts, that we insisted that if we were going to do this, we needed to have at least 4 courts. I wouldn't be surprised if we weren't looking for more courts in the very near future. Even in and around the Belfast area.
Well, there is a couple of courts at the Y. Y has the indoor, that's usually Thursday morning. Anybody can play. They start at 8:30 and until 11. It may have changed with the pandemic. I know they had called me, and I was not comfortable at that time to do anything with pickleball.
And we had outlined some courts outdoors as well, but they haven't been quite as popular as our courts at the park. It makes a big difference to have the permanent nets there.
No doubt. Now, once we get to June, July, and August, obviously the best months in terms of weather up here in the state of Maine, is pickleball set up like, okay, well, we play on Tuesday and Thursday nights, or is it literally a 7-day-a-week thing?
7-day-a-week thing.
Yes, yeah, 7 days a week. Depending on the weather, if it's really hot, then we'll play earlier in the morning. If it's not as hot, then we may play a little bit later in the morning. The afternoons are generally for people who want to put together their own teams and play that way. And then when it gets really hot, then, as I said, it's nice to play in the evening, turn on the lights, and, you just lose track of time. You just play.
So are schedules literally made to say, okay, you know, David and Nina are taking on John and his wife on Wednesday, or do you just show up and play? Is that how it works?
Well, you have open play. Open play, everybody goes and they play. And you might have 15 people waiting. And all you do is put your paddle, we just put the paddles so that the next person that's up or the next 4 people that are up go and take the court. Yeah.
We have had to make some what are called advanced play times so that people with a little bit more experience can play and not necessarily be giving the beginning players such a hard time. So we have that on Saturday mornings and also on Monday afternoons. So, and then we have a group of 4.5 and 5.0 players that will come down on certain days, and there'll be a dozen of them playing on a couple of the courts, and you just sort of watch in awe as these younger people are playing pickleball at a much higher level.
Right. On a good night, how many people would you say show up to play on any given night during the summertime?
Oh, we can fill the courts on many nights. I think we had Thursday nights and sometimes Tuesday nights where we would play. So it wasn't every night on the summer, but there was enough play going on that people were pretty happy with it. There are some people in our group who work during the day, of course, and so those were the most popular times for them to play.
Much like tennis, I did see that singles games are played and doubles games are played. Would you say one of the other is more popular than the other?
I think doubles is more popular because it's a little bit easier. A singles play, you really have to count on very, very strong knee joints and hip joints. It's much more of a sprint game. The doubles games are played from the pickle line, which is a line 7 feet back from the net. So you can pretty much stay at the pickle line and play the game. When you're in doubles, you have to play from the back line, and it is running back and forth from one side to the other and sometimes running up to the net. So it's a much more challenging game to play singles on a full pickleball court.
I did hear you say a couple of times, David, talking about the ranking or the rating of a player, a 5.0, a 4.0. How does that ranking specifically work? Do you literally have to get judged by a professional pickleball player to make that ranking official, if you will? Is it kind of like, you know, it makes me think like the sport of karate, where a beginner is a white belt and an expert's a black belt. Is it kind of similar to that?
Yeah, it did start out that way, where a lot of people were sort of self assigning themselves levels, which didn't work out very well. You could be, I know I went up to a clinic and I had an expert telling me I was a 3.5 player, and I asked him, "Do you mean I can take this card that you just gave me and go down to the Villages in Florida and I can play against 3.5 players?" And he said, no, you can't do that. So, but they've it's been something the Pickleball Association has been struggling with, and they've gotten to the point where they have a graded scale. You have to be able to be able to do these certain skills on a regular basis successfully. And now they've even gone to where pretty much now you have to join tournaments and win a certain number of tournaments to be able to call yourself a 3.5 or a 4.0. And actually you wind up with people who are 4.23s because they won a certain number of points. And so it's very official now. But for the play up here, it's pretty much recreational play. And if you do get into a tournament, you can be rated, but you have to go outside of the state unless you're down in Portland to get into a real rated tournament.
Very interesting, no doubt. Now, how does the scoring work? Let's talk about that. Is it similar to tennis where you're, you know, love 15, 30, 45 game? Is it similar to ping pong with the scoring and how ping pong works? How does pickleball scoring work, David?
Pickleball is unique. It has its own scoring, and it you generally have to keep track of your score, your opponent's score, and then whether or not you're on your first serve or your second serve, because each side gets to serve twice before you have to turn over the serve to the other side. So a typical score has three numbers. It's like a 3-2-2, meaning that I have three, you have two, and this is my second serve. So it takes a while to get used to doing that, but it's fairly simple once you get the hang of it.
If you ever state the wrong score or serve that you're in during the game, is there any type of penalty for that, or
in a tournament there would be a call from the ref saying that there was a faulty score, or if you serve without saying the score. So there are a lot of arcane rules. Nina and I have both taken courses in how to be pickleball refs, and it gets into such detail. You know what it's like for a football ref to know all of the different various rules and things like that. It's very similar in pickleball. It's become a sport like many other sports, where there are pickleball rule books and sections, and it's really become a fascinating industry.
No doubt. Now, in terms of the pickleball itself and the rackets that you use, I've only seen pictures online. I've never held a racket or a paddle. I'm not sure the proper term that you use for it. But in terms of the ball itself, is it about the size of a tennis ball, baseball, softball? How big of a ball are we talking here?
It's about the size of a tennis ball. It's totally plastic. It's got holes, so it's hollow. And the paddles have there's hundreds of different paddles out there now. Excuse me.
Bless you.
And the paddles are made of graphite or honeycomb or various different substances to change how the ball hits the paddle. Some have smooth surfaces, some have roughened surfaces. You have to choose a paddle based on the grip size so that it fits your hand well. They've got longer paddles, wider paddles. So everyone seems to enjoy their particular type, and the colors are, you know, every color of the rainbow you can imagine, and there are various paddle manufacturers who vie to be put their paddles into the hands of the pros so that they can have them sell their paddles. But the paddles aren't terribly expensive. You can buy paddles that are, $200, $300, but most of them are under $100, and you can get very good paddles, even wooden paddles, for $20, $25. And we've played with all of them.
Nice. So basically, you know, obviously you need a court, you need the ball, you need the paddle. Is there any other type of equipment that's used, or is it pretty much just comfortable wear at that point that you'd like to wear when you?
Well, Nina and I have portable nets. Back when we didn't have the new courts that we have now, you'd always have to carry along a bag with a portable net with you. You have to take a moment or two to set up. We still have them if we should travel to a place in the country where there wasn't pickleball. We went to Cuba and really couldn't find a place to play pickleball, as it turned out. But that's the only place we've gone so far like that. But the portable nets can be set up. We set them up out at Liberty because we just have the courts lined out up there without permanent nets. Here in town, it's so easy with the permanent nets. We haven't had anything but our pickleball and paddle that we bring every day.
We also have adult ed that we play pickleball, and it's usually at Captain Stevens, and we need the portable nets there.
And when we play in the gymnasium, you need the portable nets. And we've left some portable nets down at Point Lookout, all set up all the time. So if we would go back there and need to play it someday, we just roll them out and start playing pickleball.
Sounds like this is a big part of your life in the year 2021, and even since it got going here six years ago. Is when you travel, is this one of the check boxes, if you will, about things you want to do, something you want to do when you go on vacation, you're traveling to find some games and participate, meet some new people and get some exercise?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that exercise is extremely important for every age. And when you get older, you have to be careful with particular sports, what kind of sports you use. And what I found was that pickleball was one of those sports that you can actually, it's fairly safe, but you get good exercise. It's very social. You meet a lot of people. It's all wonderful people. Good things happen there. And if you want to travel, it's a great way to meet more people or new people. So, when we go on vacation, we take our paddle and we bring our ball, and we look to see who's got a pickleball court so we can go and play, our exercise.
That is very, very cool. I'm definitely, you've definitely perked my interest. Things get warm and I got some.
Yeah, I bet John's going to get you out on the courts.
Yeah, definitely. It was funny, you know, that video that I was watching on the website to kind of bring myself up to speed. You know, I saw him in the background playing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that was very cool to see. Now, one thing that I didn't fully understand in terms of the rules and the court itself was it talked about the volley zones, that there were specific areas at some point in the game where the ball had to land in, if you will. Can you talk about the volleyball the volley zones?
Well, there are rules about hit, whether if you hit the lines are in or the lines are out. The kitchen line is a line horizontal to the net and 7 feet out from the net on both sides. If the ball lands in this kitchen area in a serve, it's not good. It's considered out. The other thing is that because they found that if you didn't have a kitchen area. Someone could run right up to the net and nobody would be able to get anything past them. So they keep everybody back from the net 7 feet. So that is a kitchen area, and you can't step into the kitchen area and hit the ball unless the ball has already bounced in the kitchen area. So there are rules like that to make the game more fair and more challenging for everybody.
Very, very good. Couple more for me. Obviously, we touched upon the growth of it here in the city of Belfast. Have you seen the same type of growth in Belfast on a statewide level here in Maine? Have you seen any other towns blow up in terms of folks playing the game of pickleball in their towns?
Absolutely. You have Hamden is growing, Bangor. They had new courts put in recently. Ellsworth has new courts. It's just developing, and it's just nice to see.
Yeah, Rockland has put in new courts outside of the MRC complex because people couldn't play indoors, and because it was not a lot of times during the winter when you want to play pickleball indoors, you can no longer use the ice rink because they're playing ice hockey there. So they have to have outdoor places. So a lot of people are following the example that we did here in going to city council or just fundraising on their own, and they're building pickleball courts. And there's a lot of people who we know that travel from town to town in order to get the competition level of competition that they want to see.
It's been a nice day. You know, if you're living outside, let's say, for example, you're living, I don't know, Lincoln, Maine, and you want to drive down to Belfast, play some pickleball. You know, once you're here, you can enjoy the town, go get a great meal at one of our restaurants in town. You know, we're right on the water. You see some old friends, make some new friends. Sounds like a win-win situation to me. In terms of your club, Dave and Nina, you know, are you guys in a good place right now in terms of the club? Are there needs of the club? You know, where are you guys at in terms of just where you are today and where you need to go in the future?
Right now, we're in a pretty good place. Other than we've sort of had a policy of making pickleballs available to anybody who wanted to play. So we always keep a stash of pickleballs in our shed, and people will have their own personal pickleballs. But a lot of times, if people come with nothing, they can use any we have there. We have funds to keep that going for quite some time before we have to go back to asking for donations. We depend on the city for a lot of the maintenance of the courts. They'll have to be painted again sometime soon. The weather has been rather tough on one end of the court where there's some flooding, and the drainage has not been very good, particularly as we're trying to play during the wintertime. We played on Saturday, and we had three courts going where we could keep the water off, and all those who weren't playing pickleballs were manning the squeegees and the rollers and had to keep up with the constant flow of water coming down the hill from the melting snow. So we're trying to deal with that. We're certainly going to have to do some work on the drainage of the courts so that we can keep this pickleball going through the winter next year.
Do you ask your members or frequent players of the club to pay any type of dues or make donations to help this thing going?
Not since the original fundraising for the courts. As I said, the pickleball is so inexpensive. The nets that we have there will last a long time. The courts are occasionally repainted when the city finds the tennis courts and the basketball courts need to be refinished, and we've put in some work ourselves to put some backstop fences on one side of the courts, but otherwise they're pretty self-sufficient. And you come with your paddle and someone has a pickleball and you've got a game going, and that's what's really nice. You don't have to put a team together necessarily. You just show up with a paddle. And, you know, John's just like that. John comes down by himself, and he knows he's going to find someone down there to play with, and we're happy to have him.
I would imagine folks are down there bright and early, and with the lighting system that you talked about that's installed down there, sounds like pickleball's played from dusk till dawn.
It's happening, yes. It's starting to happen now. I think they considered pickleball for older people, but you're seeing a lot of younger people playing now. And one of the problems was they work during the day, so for them to play pickleball would be a little difficult. They can only play in the evening, but then they don't really know about pickleball, and now they are. And you're starting to see more people coming and playing in the evening. So anyway, I think that.
Really based on schedule, it sounds like, you know, if you got the day off, you can go down first thing, you work later in the day, you work early, you get out. It doesn't matter. You get down there. There's folks with paddles and they're ready to play a game. That's what it sounds like to me. Last one for me. What would you folks say to anybody out there that's listened to our show that, you know, didn't know a lot about pickleball? Their interest is perked. They want to give it a try. What would you say the positives that come out of playing the game of pickleball that, you know, you could tell our listeners to help get them out there and nudge them over the fence and give this great sport a try?
Well, if they haven't heard about pickleball, it's a shame that they've missed a winter where there was a good opportunity to get outdoors and get some exercise and be safe. And I would say that this is a good time of year to start thinking about getting down and playing. You just have to come down in usually in the mornings around 10:30 or 1 o'clock, depending on what the weather's been like. And you'll find people down there. And if they're playing pickleball, come and ask if someone would take you aside and show you how to play. And we've always got extra paddles and extra balls, and they're happy to help out. We're social distancing and wearing masks, so it's a good way to start thinking about what you want to do this spring. And this summertime is going to be a pretty happening place.
Yeah. I think the pandemic stopped a few things for us. It slowed things down a little bit, but once things look better, we will have classes for people to come and learn how to play. And we'll have things set up at the park where they know what time they can come and play. Yeah. And we have adult ed that we haven't done because of the pandemic. But I think that, honestly, we have this under control, we're going to be full speed, just like everybody else. Everybody's just itching to get out there and do their thing. So,
and all this information that you just talked about can be found on your website. Is that correct?
That's right. And that'll give you more specific times when we generally come down and play. There's an invitation to join our Google group so that you can be on an email, a daily email list that tells when the play is going on, gives you an idea of how many people are going to be there so that you don't have to be down there when there's only two or three of you. And when you know that you'll have a chance to play and who's going to be playing.
We've got 2 minutes. Can you tell our listeners real quick what the name of that website and email address is?
All right. It's BelfastPickleball.com. It's pretty easy. You don't have to put in the www, just BelfastPickleball.com.
And there's email addresses attached to the contact area. That's actually how I found you. So if anybody
there are people who've listed their names and numbers as people they can call and ask questions if they have more specific ideas or don't feel like getting more involved than just lurking on the website. They could call in and ask more specific questions about how we can need help. I am a USAPA ambassador, and so I put myself out there. So if people have questions, I'm happy to help out. I'd be willing to talk to groups as well if they want to know more about pickleball.
Awesome. I really appreciate you two coming on the show. I certainly learned a lot. I know our listeners did too. This is the Belfast Lions Sports Show, wrapping up with Dave and Nina Halbert, talking about the great sport of pickleball. growing sport here in Belfast. Sounds like they've got quite a following, and it's continuing to grow. Check out their website that they talked about. Email for more information, and get on down there and have some fun. Folks, have a great night. Thanks so much for joining the show. And I'll see you down at Belfast City Park here before the end of the summer. That's for sure.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Have a great night.
You too.
Hi, this is Vic Treadwell.